This day, what we call World Communion, everybody in the world, Christians, no matter what denomination, or where they are in their stature of life, they recognize the body and the blood of Christ that was revealed to us in this special meal. It was in the upper room when Jesus was meeting with his disciples to celebrate Passover, Jewish feast. And they never expected, they spent 3 years with this guy. And they had an indication, he probably was special. He probably was Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. But they didn't really know until they broke bread and their eyes were opened. When he had taken that bread during the Passover meal, and he told them that this would represent my body, which will be broken for you. And he broke it. And he asked them to take a piece and eat it. And then likewise, after supper, he took the cup. Cup of wine, third in the Passover meal. There's four cups in the Passover meal. And he lifted to heaven and he gave thanks. And he said to them, this is going to represent the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin. Now they knew that the Old Testament taught that there could not be any forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. So here's this guy, God manifested in the flesh, going to shed his own blood for us. And you wonder why. Well, you know, God was really frustrated with his creation. He sent them prophets, he sent them this and that. They killed them and different things, and he thought, how in the world am I going to minister to these people? Aha, I know. I'll become one like them. Now, he could have just popped into this world, but he chose to come into this world like you and I come into this world through the birth canal of a woman. The miracle of the planting of the seed of the Holy Spirit into Mary, and she became pregnant, went through that full 9 months. He came into this world as a little baby. And he experienced everything that we experience up to, including death. That's what makes him the perfect intercessor, as we say that prayer, that God, Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. He is interceding for us. Daddy, now, I was there with him, and I experienced everything they experienced. So it doesn't matter where we've been or what we've done, if we just take a moment and say, Lord, I want that personal relationship with you. You can have it. He's not going to force himself upon you. But through the, I love what Wesley said, the Holy Spirit, the hound of heaven, always wooing us into that love relationship. So as I mentioned today, the people around the world receiving Holy Communion as part of World Communion Sunday. And I want us to realize that you are a vital part of the world community. We're all one in Christ. We're all part of that body. Those called to make a difference in this world are God's mission team. And guess what? If you believe in God and trust in Christ, you are part of his mission team. And the promise that you make and the commitment that you sign up for when we take and participate in the bread and in the juice will define you as a true disciple of Jesus Christ, one with responsibility to continue in his name to provide hope for the world. Because the world is hurting. Where would we be corporately and individually without hope? Hoping that there is something much better ahead for us. If we only had this life to look forward to, as Paul said, that I paraphrase, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But praise be to God, because he come and manifested himself in the flesh, and he took the sins of the world to the cross of Calvary, and then he was raised from the dead, breaking that bondage over sin and death, and giving us a place in heaven. Every one of us. I like what it says. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. One of the translations said he goes to prepare a resting place. Jim and her daddy found that resting place. We're going to find that resting place too if we only trust and obey.